Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I have loved ones who have fallen away from the church. I'm sure you do too. We are stronger together than we are alone. Archbishop Naumann established us as a public association of the faithful. This means that all the prayers, works, joys, sufferings, and sacrifices of all our members form a spiritual treasury offered daily to God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, for the Church, and for each member's personal intentions. As a member, you may designate your loved ones to receive these graces, trusting God to apply them for their conversion, sanctification, and salvation. But to fully participate in these graces and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. All you have to do is click below to enroll. And let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And offer this rosary for all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. We're going step by step through the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus sums up his entire teaching on how to live as a Christian. But one of the most violent and disturbing things Jesus teaches there is about getting rid of whatever causes you to sin. He says that if your hand causes you to sin, you should cut it off. And if your eye causes you to sin, you should pluck it out. After all, he says graphically, it's better to get into heaven missing a body part than having the whole of you get tossed down into the fires of hell. You may have to cut certain things out of your life, certain things that aren't bad in themselves, but which, for us, are near occasions of sin. We have to cut those situations out. And it might be really hard. It might even feel a bit like an amputation. But it's definitely worth it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Our sins, our temptations, and our vices are nearly always linked to particular situations. Take, for instance, the use of foul language. Almost none of us would erupt into loud, uncontrolled vulgarity in the middle of Mass or during an important business meeting. But plenty of us do struggle with vulgarity while we're driving. Now, I'm not suggesting that you stop driving to avoid cursing, but my point is this. Sinful behavior and addiction are largely environmental. If you put folks in a certain environment, they're almost certain to give in to their temptation. But if you remove them from that environment, the intensity of their temptations and their likelihood of giving into it goes way down. What I'm describing is simply classic Catholic moral advice, which has always said we need to avoid the near occasion of sin. The eye we need to pluck out, the hand we need to cut off, is the environment, the situation in which we are prone to succumb to our particular vices. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. When it comes to our deep vices and addictions, willpower isn't primarily about resisting temptation when the temptation hits. By the time the temptation hits, we're usually too far gone to resist. Willpower is about strategizing in advance. It's about identifying the situations in which we're tempted and then avoid those situations. Jesus doesn't say, if your eye causes you to sin, just resist that temptation harder. No, he says, pluck out your eye. Cut out the occasion of the temptation. For example, if you occasionally or even regularly watch pornography, then remove the situation. Delete apps that are a temptation or disable Safari on your iPhone. You still have access to your phone, email, text, maps, but you remove access to the porn. Is your computer your problem? Well, only use it with your door open and the screen facing the door so others can see you. Is lust a problem for you at the gym? Then go to a different gym or lift it home or run or walk outside. Change your environment and the temptation will diminish. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Do you occasionally or regularly engage in gossip, tearing others down? Who do you most do it with? Do you actually need to talk with that person? Really? The early saints used to say that gossip is the spiritual equivalent of cannibalism, that is, eating the flesh of your brother or sister. Do you really need to keep hanging out with that person that you gossip with, even though you know it means you'll keep ripping the flesh off your neighbors like two vultures tearing up roadkill? Maybe it would be better that you enter heaven separately instead of both being cast along with your vicious words into hell. Do you eat or drink to deal with anxiety? Or do you fly off the handle with anger and the appetite to control? What are the situations that lend to these sins? And how can you change the situation so that you are less likely to give in to the temptation? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The whole Catholic approach to temptation, to disordered vices, is to do whatever it takes, not only to resist them, but to make it less likely for temptation to be there in the first place. So we don't ask God to help us resist temptation. In the prayer our Lord taught us, we ask the Father not to lead us into temptation in the first place, which means we have to do all that's in our power to remove those occasions of temptation and sin. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, today, since it's Friday, I'm going to pray the Stations of the Cross and offer that for my loved ones who are away from the church. And I invite everyone praying with us to join me in praying the Stations of the Cross and join it to this spiritual pool of graces to be applied to everyone, all of our loved ones. Teresa, we now have more than 280,000 people following this Daily Rosary podcast, more than 160 countries. And because we've had such an increase, I think it's always good to let people know why we pray the rosary the way we do it. Because it is something new for a lot of people, even though it's actually a really old way of doing it. Because when Mary came to St. Dominic more than 800 years ago, she gave him a method for the rosary. And that was a combination of reading and thinking about the Word of God combined with the Our Father and 10 Hail Marys and the Glory Be. Over time, we compressed what we meditate on down to 15 mysteries. But then John Paul wrote a letter to the world and he said, listen, we need to meditate on the whole Word of God. So John Paul expanded what we meditated on to include the luminous mysteries, the public ministry of Jesus. But in that letter, he said, expand it to the whole Word of God. And the whole Word of God is all of Scripture, Old and New Testament, tradition, the writings and the lives of the saints, and the magisterium, the official teaching of the church. So we take little bite-sized portions of the full Word of God, full teaching of Jesus, and break it up a little bit before each decade so that over the course of a year, a person really gets to learn the fullness of a Catholic faith while we're learning how to meditate on. But I think another really important aspect of this is good conversation. Why would you say, Teresa, what would you say are the real benefits of a little bit of conversation after the rosary?
I think we've definitely said it before, but my favorite thing is just that you understand the meditation in one way and I understand it in another. But when we discuss that, we both come to understand it better. Yeah. As well as when you have a reflection on something and then you have to explain it to someone else, similar to how teaching something that you know well helps you to understand it more deeply, it really helps us grasp on a different level this content and grasp it in new ways.
So I think what you're saying is that we give different aspects of the Catholic faith. We're teaching the faith through the rosary. That's really what we're doing, teaching the faith through the rosary. But one of the ways we learn and process is by having to articulate it, by having to speak it, to explain it.
It's so good that little kids, they hear about an animal for the first time or a country for the first time or something scientific, and they want to come and every adult they see, they tell them
Isn't it true? The new thing
that they've learned. And it's incredible, but that's how you learn.
That's how you learn.
In many ways, if you analyze the behavior of children, you'll learn a lot more about yourself and how we're kind of meant to learn.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The process of learning involves talking about what you're trying to understand.
Mm-hmm. And coming to understand it with other people is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to mention, I mean, it's just a really good way to grow in friendship.
It's so true. I don't think we reflect on or we grasp well enough just how important conversation is to friendship.
No, I mean, it's really hard to have friendship without it. I can't imagine friendship without it. And I specifically mean conversation on this level.
What do you mean by this level? I mean, are you getting to the point that when we just talk about unimportant things, actually kind of ruins the friendship?
If you're just talking about events, as in, oh, this thing happened, and then this thing happened, and then I got my nails done, and then I went shopping, and then I tripped over a pebble on the way home. It I'm technically talking to you, but we're not talking together.
Yeah.
I'm just recounting things. And then you can talk about other people, which is also
worse.
Just as ineffective in building friendship, but also usually tumbles into gossip. Yeah. Versus talking about ideas together and also being constructive in it.
Yes.
As in sharing your confusion and then coming to an understanding together, exploring together. It's the collaboration of conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Bottom line, I think when we talk about stupid stuff with our friends, it hurts the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about important stuff,
yeah,
especially ideas and truths, it improves the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a better friendship with your spouse, with your kids, with your friends, talk about important stuff. And if you want to, well, what important stuff can we talk about? Pray the podcast together and you'll have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to give a shout out to Sean Book. Sean Book is going into seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
He does meditation with his mom.
That's incredible.
And then they talk about it.
Oh, I think most mothers with seventh graders want nothing more than that experience.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Good for Sean.
This young man is so mature. Precisely, he's a great person. He's got great parents. But because he meditates on the Word of God and he processes it through conversation, that leads to maturity.
Mm-hmm. That was exactly how you taught me growing up. We would read stuff together and then we'd go on a walk and you'd just ask me questions about it.
That's true. We did do that. And then we went for French fries.
Always for French
fries. At Freddy's. Because we learned that if you go 15 minutes before Freddy's closes, they give you all the fries left in the bin.
Uh-huh. They'll give you just a bag full of French fries. I don't know if that's still true, but try it out.
We got to go do that again.
I think it's very effective. Bribe your children into conversation.
Hey, whatever it takes.
It was a good relationship builder.
Whatever it takes. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.